Well, three buildings have been destroyed after an intense fire ripped through them in Rumford, and now all that's left is a pile of rubble.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
LT's hopping to get it right now. Our friends at Mortgage Right, he'll tell you about that. He's running Get Trash down the hallway here. Appreciate, man. I love all the great viewers and listeners we have. Santa, one of those. We appreciate him and Mrs. Claus being here. And we appreciate Mortgage Right.
Yes, if you're ready to make some major money moves, but your bank account is at a standstill, well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they can help you get the ball rolling with a cash out refinance, pay off your debt, renovate your home, or even find yourself that pinball machine that's been sitting in your eBay cart. Whatever needs funding in your future, you'll have the home equity to back it up. With refinancing experts nationwide, Mortgage Right will guide you through the process with ease. Make your home work for you by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We've got a new TikTok trend that is out there.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Hadn't heard about this one, Rocky. The Kool-Aid Man TikTok stunt.
Now, what would you think that would be?
Well, the Kool-Aid Man ran through the wall.
Running through a wall.
Yeah, isn't that a good idea? This is to people's fences.
Yep. Now, the stunt, one that's been documented nationwide since the summer, has TikTokers barreling into property enclosures in destructive homages to the Kool-Aid Man from the brand's vintage commercials of years past. Now, while the most popular clips show people busting through their own walls, often without the benefit of the protective gear, the meme seems to have set off a spree of vandalism among suburban teens. Now, the Kool-Aid Christ has been smashing through the nation since at least the summer. I haven't seen this one time. Do we have a video?
No, I can try to find one.
Yeah, it's got to be really, really hard to run through the wooden fences in a lot of backyards in America.
Depends on how well constructed they are, but I would not want to try it. No.
Bump Bailey did it in the natural, right?
He absolutely did, but that was the last thing Bump did.
Yeah, it really was.
He spread his ashes the next home game.
See, the Kool-Aid Man runs with his arms out, belly first. And I would imagine if you're going to run through a fence, you got to run through with a little shoulder into it.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to go face first.
Is it fair to say that Andy Reid is the closest thing we've got to the Kool-Aid Man?
Yeah, I would say that.
Yep, he'd be a good Macy's Santa, too.
Yeah.
Much like Santa in here.
All right, Rockstar's got a good news story here. Ooh.
All right.
That's security camera footage.
He tried to do it.
He did it.
You know, in order to do it, I think you need to dress up as the Kool-Aid Man,
though. I agree.
It gives you a little cushion as well.
Yeah. Boy, people got a lot of time on their hands, don't they?
Not excited.
This one out of Shoreline, Washington. Has Santa been to Shoreline, Washington before? He's been all over the country.
Talking to you, Santa.
Shoreline, Washington.
Shoreline, Washington.
Shoreline, Washington.
Let's just say no.
Okay. Driver.
Poor kids in Shoreline, Washington.
Who hit a car.
Santa's never been there.
And then fled, was found trying to conceal obvious damage to his hood by beating it down with his fist, according to the sheriff's office. Now, the victim told deputies she was stopped at a traffic light when she was rear-ended by a man driving a silver 2001 Lexus. She said after a brief conversation with the driver about exchanging information, the man took off. While deputies were speaking with the victim, 911 dispatchers received a call about a suspicious man who was beating on the hood of his car. Deputies went to the location, found the driver of the Lexus trying to fix a collision damage to his hood, which was bent upwards with his fist. When deputies asked if he had been involved in the crash, the man said no.
No?
Why would you ask that?
Why?
Now, according to the sheriff's office Facebook post, based on the condition of his Lexus, deputies had a hard time believing that. Deputies said the hit-and-run victim was brought to the man's location, where she confirmed that the man who was trying to fix his hood was the driver who fled after hitting her car. The man was arrested.
I mean, what are you doing, Dunaway?
It's a one shot. It's a little gun.
I always shot glass. It's a little gun. I like that.
Are you loaded? I think most people have two nipples, right?
Most people. I thought it was it you.
My dad.
Your dad had three.
Yeah.
Well, for most people, having two nipples is the norm, but one doctor has now revealed the one place you never knew you could have a nipple. TikTokers have been making videos about their moles, or actually additional nipples, they're saying. Several users post clips of their extra nipples, with some appearing below the ones on their chest, and others showing them actually in their armpits.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Now,
it does look like a nipple. That's on the guy's foot, Rockstar.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. Now, posting to TikTok, Dr. Karen Rajan said you can actually get nipples on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor referenced 2010 medical paper which examined a man who thought he had a mole growing on his foot. Dr. Rajan explained, quote, it turns out it was actually a nipple. Now, also said that 2006 doctors found breast tissue and a nipple on a foot of a woman.
One of the funniest movie scenes of all time is when Ben Stiller is at dinner with Robert De Niro and he talks about milking the cat. He goes, you milk the cat? He goes, oh, you can milk anything with nipples. And Robert De Niro goes, I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
It's a great line.
It's such a good
line.
Are
you a pothead, Fokker? No, I always pass on grass.
But I must say, with my fetish, a nipple on the foot would only add to that. Right?
Oh, my.
Wow. You got Mrs. Claus on that one.
Sorry, Mrs. Claus. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Nice.
This is scary. 600-pound male grizzly bear. They've officially designated the bear Bear 122. It's the largest bear prowling Banff Park National Park. That's somewhere in Canada, right?
Yeah, Banff.
Yeah.
It's a good ski area.
They got a lot of bears, too.
Now, apparently. The massive mammal is heavier than three grown men. It roams the hills and woods near Banff, usually the first bear to emerge from hibernation. Now, he is estimated to be around 20 years old and is the biggest bear in the national park. And his name is the Boss. Perhaps the most horrifying fact about 122, the Boss, that he's known to kill and cannibalize other bears.
Oh, that's how you stay in charge.
And just to add to this tough guy reputation, Bear 122 also reported to be hit by a train and survived it.
Well, I mean, that's a tough cuss right there, man.
Now, he's still known to cross railroad lines in his 1,000 square mile territory, being completely fearless despite his near miss. Experts have urged people to stay away from the Boss. Think I probably would.
Don't think I need to be urged to.
I mean, 1,000 square miles is his territory.
Now, he had
it around.
His biggest rival was a 500-pound grizzly called Split Lip.
That's awesome. I love Split Lip.
But he has been in a vicious fight, and he also won his fight against
Split Lip. I remember back in our radio days when we had the discussion of silverback gorilla
grizzly
versus grizzly. And I was on the wrong end of that one. I said, oh, silverback gorilla, until people started sending us grizzly paws.
I told you guys the grizzly is the thing you don't want to mess
you
with.
You were right. But when people started sending us the grizzly paws and the size of an actual grizzly bear.
Yeah, I think somebody actually fought him on the dark web.
Yeah, that's what people sent us.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that thing kills you.
That is a normal size female human.
Yes.
And one paw.
Holding a grizzly paw. Yeah.
Yeah. Santa.
That one will get you.
Keep your reindeers close.
Again, how did Hugo Glass survive that, going back to The Revenant?
He barely did.
And it was a mama bear, too.
Yeah.
Long line of research suggests spending too much time on social media is harmful to the developing brains of children.
Mm.
But a new study has warned that even middle-aged adults are also substantially more likely to be depressed if they become social media users. Harvard University researchers found adults feel even sadder if they use platforms favored by youngsters like TikTok and Snapchat, possibly because it makes them feel old. Now, participants were asked to complete a 9-question mental health questionnaire about which social media they used. The lead author of the study, Professor Roy Perlis, told NBC News, quote, people who were using Facebook, people who were using TikTok, and people who were using Snapchat were substantially more likely to come back, tell us they felt depressed the next time they filled out the survey. But the researchers could not rule out that the depressed people may be more likely to log onto social media, perhaps as an escape. Middle-aged Snapchat users were nearly twice as likely to report feeling depressed compared to their peers who didn't use the photo-sharing platform. Older TikTok users, over 1.5 times more likely to feel low compared to their peers, but reverse was true for Facebook, where it was the under-35s who were more over 2.5 times likely to feel depressed.
You can see what you're missing sometimes. But I can also see escape. By the way, you're dialed in today.
Yeah, that one was a dead center shot right there. You know, the thing about using like TikTok and Instagram and all that is you see what people want you to think their life is.
Yeah. You don't think everything is real?
I'm always dancing.
I know.
I'm always in fine meals.
That is Trash Today, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, the holidays are approaching. You might be wondering how you can make some extra money. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a great solution. If your home's equity is the size of Santa's waist belt, then Mortgage Right can help turn that equity into cash in your pocket with a cash out refi. Reach out today for a free home health check to see if cash out refinance is right for you. Go to MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, equal housing lender.